And it's time for another of your stories, courtesy of StoryCorps. StoryCorps is the oral history project that collects interviews from all over America.
My name is Sandy Cote Whitaker. My age is 59.
My name is Bobby Cote Whitaker. I'm 58 years old. And my partner is my wife.
That's the beginning of a conversation between Sandy and Bobby Cote Whitaker. They've been partners for almost 40 years. Recently, they went to a StoryCorps booth in Burlington, Vermont to talk about their relationship. And Bobby here begins the conversation.
Do you remember what it was like when we were 19 and totally in love and couldn't tell anyone?
I do. I remember the feeling of I have found the person I'm going to spend the rest of my life with, and discovering that I couldn't have anybody else celebrate it with me. When something happens that makes you feel so good and you have to hide it, it takes away a little bit of the joy of finding someone.
Do you remember what it was like when we moved to Ohio?
Ohio, yes, I remember Ohio. I remember second day that we were there, your mother came by and said she wanted to talk to me. She told me that it was a small town, that your father was a prominent doctor, and that she would give us 3 days to get out of town so that we wouldn't disgrace your father, his practice, your extended family. So, yeah, I remember Ohio.
Well, they then sent me to a psychiatrist to see if they could fix me. That obviously didn't work since we're still together.
We had been together for 33 years when we finally, for the first time, got to stand up in front of our friends and family and tell them that we loved each other and that we cared for each other and that we were going to take care of each other for the rest of our lives. And I remember your mom deciding that her daughter should have the right to marry.
My mom had been diagnosed with a brain hemorrhage, and she actually wanted to walk us down the aisle before she died. And this is the same woman that gave us 3 days
to get out of town.
Yes, same woman. So we thought about it for about 3 seconds and then said, okay, we'll have a civil union. We had it in her backyard with three of our ministers, a lot of friends from church. It was a beautiful ceremony. I remember the minister saying, you know, Bobby and Sandy did it backwards. You know, they did all of the committing stuff and then got married.
I didn't believe that there was another level that we could reach. But just having the ceremony and stating publicly and having our friends and family there happy for us was sort of like being 19 again and celebrating our love.
Sandy and Bobby Cote Whitaker at StoryCorps in Vermont. 4 years after their Vermont civil union, they were officially married in the state of Massachusetts. Their story and all StoryCorps recordings are housed at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. You can learn how to record your memories by going to npr.org.
Major funding for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.